哈利路亚啊！奉主是圣名，我们在晚上一起来啊，从圣经上面做学习。
Hallelujah! In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we will be studying some Bible lessons from the Bible.
好，我们请翻到出埃及记的第三十三章。
Let's all turn to Exodus chapter 33.
出埃及记的第三十三章。
Exodus chapter 33.
第七节。
Verse 7.
出埃及记的第三十三章第七节。
Exodus chapter 33 verse 7。
第七节，摩西素常将帐篷支搭在营外，离营却远。他称这帐篷为会幕。凡求问神的，就到营外的会幕那里去。第八节。
Verse 8。
当摩西起营到会幕去的时候。百姓就都起来，个人站在自己的帐篷门口，望着摩西，只等到他进了会幕。第九节。
Verse 9。
摩西进会幕的时候，云柱降下来，立在会幕的门前，神便与摩西说话。第十。
Verse 10。
众百姓看见云柱立在会幕门前，就都起来。个人在自己帐篷的门口下拜。十一节。
Verse 11。
神与摩西面对面说话，好像人与朋友说话一般。摩西转到营里去，唯有他的帮手一个少年人嫩的儿子约书亚不离开会幕。我们今天晚上就用这一段啊来作为彼此学习的内容。
Tonight we'll use this passage learn lessons from it.
我们都知道以色列百姓是一个宗教的民族。
We all know that the Israelites is a group of people with religion.
代表说宗教就是他们的生活，他们的生活建立在宗教之上。
Their religion is their way of life, and their life surrounds around their religion.
所以对以色列人来讲，崇拜认识神是他们生活跟文化的中心。
So as for the Israelites, worshiping is the center of their life.
所以我们知道，在他们在他们在旷野当中。
So when these group of people were in the wilderness,
神特别吩咐摩西要建造会幕来作为敬拜神的居所。
God commanded them to build the tabernacle so that they could worship him.
所以我们对会幕很熟悉。
We all are familiar with tabernacle.
然后从会幕进到了所罗门时代的圣殿。
From tabernacle to the temple of the time of Solomon.
到最后圣殿被毁灭，以色列人就成为就开始在 synagogue 在公会里面来拜神了。
And until the destruction of the temple, and then to the time of synagogue.
所以啊，以色列人的历史当中一直是环绕着圣殿、会幕、敬拜所来作为他们拜神的中心。
So the history of the Israelites have always surrounded around worshiping tabernacle temple.
但是在这个会幕以前
，But before tabernacle,
在会幕以前却还有一个我们比较少看到、比较少知道的地方。
There was a place that not a lot of us know.
叫做摩西的会幕啊。
It's called the tabernacle of Moses.
这个摩西的 tent 这个摩西的帐幕跟后来的会幕是不一样的地方。
Oh, the tent of Moses is different from the tabernacle.
因为我们知道说这个 tabernacle 这个会幕是在以色列十二个支派的正中央。
The tabernacle was in the center of all the tents.
然后有圣所跟至圣所。
And there's holy and the holy of holies.
那个只有大祭司才能进到里面，里面有约柜啊。
And only the high priest could enter with the ark of covenant.
但是在这里，这个摩西的帐幕却不是这样。
But the tent of Moses was not like
that. 在还没有会幕以前，他们有这个摩西的帐幕。
Before the tabernacle, there was the tent of Moses.
是摩西拜神的地方。
That's where Moses worshipped.
被称为神所同在的记号。
It was a symbol for the guidance of the Lord.
所以我们今天就从第七节这一段里面去做一个学习。
So we will use this passage as our mutual encouragement.
我们看第七节。
Let's look at verse 7.
第七节说，摩西素常将帐篷支搭在营外。离营 却远。这里告诉我们说，摩西的会幕离这个百姓的营是很遥远的。
Here mentions that the tent of meeting or Moses was far away from the camp.
所以每一次要来拜神，都必须要离开自己习惯的地方，走一段路才能够到这个会幕。
So those who wanted to worship would have to walk out of their tent and walk a long distance to get there.
为什么要离营甚远呢？
So why was it far away?
我们人都是群居，communal， 我们都是群居的，喜欢跟大家在一起呀。
So as humans, we're communal. We like to get together with many.
人多的时候比较热闹，一群人出去比较好玩，不是吗？
It's always fun to be with a group of people.
所以大部分人都不喜欢孤独。
So most of the people do not like loneliness.
我们都需要同伴，有人，人多才好玩。
We all like company and think it's funner with more people.
同时比较多人的地方有比较多事情可以做。
And with more people, there are more things to do.
比较热闹，比较有趣，比较多各种的活动。
It's more interesting, more entertaining with more activity.
但是在这里说，摩西的会幕却是离营甚远的地方。
But here says the tent was outside the camp some distance away.
告诉我们说，你今天要来见神、拜神，你必须要能够寻找到一个安静的场所。
This tells us if we want to worship God, we need to walk a distance away somewhere that's quiet.
如果今天一个人的心安静不下来，
if a person's heart is not calm today,
不管你付出多大的努力，灵修功夫都不太会进步。
Doesn't matter how much you strive for it, you will have no growth.
我们有时候年轻人来跟我们说啊。
Sometimes the youth would come.
他说：“哎呀，传道啊，我们啊读经祷告啊都没有什么感动，灵修啊感觉没有什么进步啊。”
Pastor, we pray and we study the Bible, but we don't feel any.
为什么没有进步？
Why is there no growth?
你一面读圣经，一面玩电脑，你要怎么进步啊？
You play on the computer while you're reading the Bible. How are you supposed to have any growth?
你手机也开着，电脑也开着，什么都开着，你要怎么进步啊？
Your computer is on, your cell phone is on. How are you supposed to have any
growth? 有的信徒跟我说，传道，祷告都没有什么感觉啊。
Some people tell me, Pastor, I have no feelings when I pray.
你祷告，你当然没有什么感觉啊。手机一震动，祷告到一半还要拿出来滑两下啊，
course,
你怎么感觉？
Of course, you don't feel anything because once the cell phone vibrates, you would check on it.
有的信徒跟我讲，传道，我参加聚会啊，家庭聚会啊，都没有什么收获啊。
Some members would tell me, Pastor, I join the Bible study, but I never have any outcome.
我说你当然没有什么收获啊，家庭聚会在你家，你房间电视开着，这边听了那里看呐。
Of course, the Bible study is at your place, and your TV is on. You're joining Bible study while your TV is on.
有一次我参加一次家庭聚会就是这样啊。
And once I joined a Bible study, was like that.
奇怪啊，那个从头到尾啊，聚会啊，奇怪，这个弟兄啊，脖子都歪一边啊。
It was strange how this brother had his neck to one side.
我本来想说啊，可能脖子扭到哈。
I thought maybe he twisted his neck.
可能需要看看医生那个推拿整一下脖子啊。
He needed to see the acupuncture.
本来啊，还想要替他特别宣布要特别代祷的。
So I was going to make announcement to pray for him.
结果啊，顺着他的角度看一下啊。
But I went along his angle and peeked at it.
他的斜对面，有一个镜子啊。
There was a mirror.
这个镜子刚好反射他房间的电视啊。
And the mirror would reflect what was on his TV.
真的聚会从头看到尾，一点都没有漏下啊。
So he was watching it this whole time during the Bible study.
你说聚会能有什么收获？
So what do you get out of the Bible study?
这种所谓的追求信仰，根本就是一种自我的欺骗。
This kind of spiritual devotion is just self.Denial.
所以今天一个人如果没有办法安静下来，
If one person cannot be calm and be quiet,
那你的所谓灵修功夫都不会有什么成果，
Then your spiritual cultivation would have no outcome.
所以这里摩西把营，他说把帐幕离得 离营甚远呐、啊，甚远哦。
So here it says Moses took a tent and pitched it outside the camp.
只有在安静当中，才能够帮助我们真正见到神。
Only in quietness can we see.、God.
我们来看诗篇的第四十六篇。
Let's turn to Psalms 46.
诗篇的四十六篇第十节。
Psalms 46, verse 10.
第十节。
Verse 10.
第十节说：“你们要休息，要知道我是神，我必在外邦中被尊崇，在遍地上也被尊崇。”在这里呢，在这里，他把休息跟知道神把它摆在一起啊。
Here, rest and knowing God.
说我要懂得休息，才能够去认识神。
Are put together, so still and knowing God is together.
在这里的休息呀、啊，不是叫你呀、啊，哇，躺在沙发上从早睡到晚这种休息啊，不是哦。
The still here is not just rest, like that.
英文写说 be still 哈、哦，就是平静安稳呐、啊。
So still, calm.
说我只有在平静安稳当中，你才有机会见到神。
Only when you're calm, you're quiet, then you can see the.
所以啊，我们今天呢、啊，很多人呐、啊，生活当中非常的忙碌。
A lot of us today are very busy with our lives.
好像从早到晚有做不完的事，有赶不完的计划。
Like we have so much to do, we can never complete what's on our list.
好像啊，人生要排得很满，才活得有意义啊。
It's like our life is only meaningful if we are packed with things.
却不知道说，当我们把人生的每一个阶段都排得这么满，却不知道说，当我们把自己的时间排得很满。
But we don't know when we are packed with things in our life.
说什么事都做了，就是缺了灵修。
And we do everything that we can, but except spiritual cultivation.
什么地方都去了，就是没有来教会。
We go everywhere but church.
什么书都学了，就是从不看圣经。
We learn all the books except Bible.
什么朋友话都讲了，就是从来不跟神说话。
We talk to our friends except God.
他说啊，当我们的人生时间这样子的被占据了，你剩下什么时候来给神？
So when our lives are occupied, when do you have time for God?
有时候我在跟那一些信徒在聊天啊。
Sometimes I chat with the church members.
我说啊，你们多少啊？其实每天都要安排一点时间读经祷告是需要的啊。
I say, we need to leave some time for Bible studying and praying.
他们都跟我说啊，传道传道，你了解啊，我们工作都很忙啊，餐馆下班十点多啊，很累啊。
They tell me, Pastor, it's very tiring with our restaurants closed very late at night.
所以啊，有心无力啦。主耶稣了解，主耶稣知道我软弱啦。
My heart is willing, but my body is weak, so God knows.
所以我说，哎呀，我也好希望了解一下哦。
So I said,
我也好希望我能体谅你们一下。
I also wish I can understand that.
但是刚刚是谁说看韩剧看到两点的？刚刚是谁？谁说还看到两点
？Who said they will watch Korean drama until 2 a.m.？
奇怪啊，灵修祷告啊，不行啊，我衰弱啊。但是啊，看韩剧看到两三点啊，精神旺盛都不用睡觉的。
Oh, I'm so tired. I cannot pray, but I can watch Korean drama until 2.
所以我都跟他们讲啊，你们哦祷告哈、哦，都是倒在床上告诉神啊。
I told them your prayer is lying on the bed talking to God.
主啊，我累了，晚安啊
，Lord, I'm tired. Good night.
所以啊，很多时候为什么我们今天信仰很软弱？为什么生活当中看不到神的能力
？So why is our faith so weak and we can't see God in our life?
因为我们没有一个安静的时间，没有一个清新的生活。
So there isn't a time of quietness.
好像住在营中，非常的喧嚣，什么人都什么事情都有。
Just like we're in the camp, and then there's all different kinds of people.
所以以赛亚书的三十章十五节告诉我们。
So Isaiah chapter 30, verse 15.
他说：“得力在乎平静安稳啊。”
This is in peace and quietness is your strength.
所以我们要第一个离营甚远，要让我们有一个安静的时间，一个安静的机会。
So we need to distance ourselves from.The camp and have a time to be quiet.
其实也不用很久哦。
And doesn't have to be long.
如果能专心十五分钟就够了，一天十五分钟就可以了。
If you can focus, just 15 minutes a day is enough.
十五分钟，没有手机，没有电脑，没有电视，就有一个自己的一个安静的空间。
15 minutes without television, without cell phone, without anything, just yourself.
那十五分钟是你给自己安静。 跟神说话的时候
That's the time you give to yourself to talk to God.
甚至不需要一定要跪下来祷告什么，或者一定要读圣经，不一定的。
You don't even have to pray, kneel down and pray and study the Bible.
你需要一个安静的机会。
You just need a time to.
你可以用那个机会想一想你今天的信仰。
Use that time to reflect upon your faith.
你可以今天用这个机会唱一首自己喜欢的赞美诗。
Use that time to sing your favorite hymn.
你可以用那个机会坐在椅子上跟神说说话，可以的。
Use that time to just talk to God.
这就是灵修的功夫啊。
This is a spiritual cultivation.
但是那15分钟、20分钟必须要是真正沉淀下来、真正安静的。
But that 15 to 20 minutes, you must be completely quiet.
听一个见证，听一首赞美诗，跟着他再唱一次，这也是灵修的功夫啊。
Listen to a testimony, listen to a hymn, and sing along. That's also part of spiritual cultivation.
读读圣经，想想自己刚刚读了什么。
Read the Bible and reflect upon what you just read.
祷告之前，先想想自己到底要跟主耶稣祷告什么。
Before you pray, you think about what you're going to pray for.
而不是好像在应付了事。哦，我今天时间到了，跪下来，时间到了。读一章啊，然后祷告多久？时间到，工作完成，再见啊，就结束了。那个其实没有很大的用处啊。
It's not like a form of formality. You're just checking off your checklist.
因为你可能有读，却从来没有读到心里啊。
Because you may have read it, but you never put it in your heart.
就好像你去超级市场买菜一样啊。
Like when you go grocery shopping.
你拿出那张单子 ，check， 我有做了就可以啦。
You take out your shopping list and check.
千万不要把灵修变成一种。责任制的啊，把它就是要好像要被处理掉的问题呀、啊。
Never treat spiritual cultivation like as your responsibility.
因为在灵修当中没有安静的，如果心不能静，那个灵修没有什么用啊。
When your heart is not calm, the spiritual cultivation then means nothing.
哦，所以在这里第一个告诉我们离营甚远哦。
So here it says distant away from the camp.
那第二个这里告诉我们看回来啊，出埃及记的第33章。
And let's come back to Exodus chapter 33.
33章的第七节，第七节哈。
Chapter 33 verse 7.
这里说，凡求告神的，就到营外的会幕那里去。这里讲到第二件事啊。
Here mentions the second thing.
他说啊，谁都可以来。
It says anyone inquiring.
这不是说只有摩西、只有亚伦，还是只有谁才可以来？这里说，你只要有心求告神，都可以来呀、啊。
So it wasn't just Aaron or Moses, but just anyone who would like to come before the Lord.
但是现在有个问题啊。
But here's a problem.
你可以来，但是你愿意来吗？
You can come, but are you willing?
为什么这样子讲呢
？Why do I say that?
不要忘记了，这里说离营甚远呐、啊。
Don't forget, here says distant away.
哦，代表说，如果你今天想要见神，你必须要愿意走这一段路哦。
So if you want to see the Lord, you need to be willing to walk this.
今天很多人很爱神。
Many people love the Lord,
但是他们更爱自己。
They love themselves.
今天很多人重视信仰。
Many people value religion.
但是他却不愿意付出任何的代价。
But they're unwilling to spend it.
今天很多人愿意参与圣工。
Many people are willing to participate.
但是那是在不需要做任何牺牲的前提之下。
But that's if they don't need to make any sacrifice.
只有我方便，我愿意，我喜欢，我没事做，可以，我可以来。
Well, only when I'm convenient, I have nothing to do, then yes, I can come.
但是如果今天需要我付出额外的需要我牺牲需要我放弃需要我改变自己的计划很抱歉我做不到
But if I need to make any sacrifices I need to change my plan or anything like that I don't want to do it
就好像一个人说我好想去见神
Just like someone saying I want to see God
可是摩西的帐幕太远了
But the tent is too far away
我等摩西搬回来我再去
I'll wait when Moses moves the tent
帐篷会不会搬回来
Will he move it back?
帐篷是不会搬回来的。
It won't be moved.
当然到后来他们有了会幕啊。
And of course later on they have tabernacle.
但是会幕的敬拜崇拜模式又完全不一样哦。
But the worship form of tabernacle would then be completely different.
因为到后来会幕出现了以后，以色列人是不能直接进去拜神，不可以的。
Because after there was tabernacle, the Israelites could no longer enter.
在他们的历史当中，只有这一段，只有在摩西的帐幕这一段时间，是他们直接拜神的、哦。
In the history of Israel, only this time the tabernacle of Moses was when anyone could.
所以今天你要直接拜神，你要亲眼见神，你要来跟神面对面说话。
So you need to worship God. You need to talk to God one on one.
必须要先能够站起来。 离开自己的 comfort zone， 然后付出努力走这一段路啊。
And to stand up, leave your comfort zone and give some striving effort.
那走这一段路可能会很孤单。
It might be lonely as you walk.
走这一段路可能会非常疲倦。
You might be tired as you walk.
走这一段路没有人陪着你。
You might be by yourself when you
walk. 走这一段路更没有人给你掌声说哇走得好没有。
No one's going to give you praises and say good job.
你只是一个人迈步前行蹒跚努力啊。
You're just yourself and striving forward.
因为这是一条漫长的路。
Because it's a long path.
但是你要看见，在这个路的最尾端有摩西的帐幕在那里。
But you need to see at the end there is the tabernacle of Moses.
所以是有目标的。
So there is a goal.
就是到最后我要走进会幕，看见神。
At the end, I'm going to enter the tabernacle and see God.
所以摩西的会幕一直都在那里。
So the tabernacle of Moses was always there.
神也一直都在那里。
God is always there.
问题在于我们今天愿不愿意站起身来走这一条路呢？
The problem is, are we willing to rise and walk?
还是我们只喜欢这种方便面式的信仰哦？那个泡面啊。Instant noodles 啊，泡面，今天很多人是泡面式的信仰啊。
Or is it just like an instant noodle faith?
哇，倒热水下去，轰轰轰，三分钟热了以后就可以吃了，吃完以后就丢掉了。
You just pour hot water in there 3 minutes. After 3 minutes, you can eat, then toss it away.
哇，信耶稣啊，热烘烘啊，三分钟啊，一遇到一点挫折，很抱歉啊，没有恩典就不来了。
You believe in God, 3 minutes hot water, you're very fervent, but after you face some obstacle, you don't come anymore.
这就是方便面式的信仰啊。
It's instant noodle faith.
在这里告诉我们说，你要见神，要慢慢的走这一条不方便的路啊。
Here says, if you want to see God, you need to walk inconveniently.
而且必须要受苦。
And you will suffer.
必须要坚持。
You need to persist.
不能够回头。
You cannot turn back.
到最后你就会到达那个会幕哦。
At the end, you will arrive there.
好，那我们看回来，出埃及记的第33章。
Okay, then let's come back to Exodus chapter 33.
我们来看第三个要求哦。
Let's take a look at the third requirement.
第三个要求。
Third requirement.
那第三个要求，第9节。
Verse 9.
摩西进会幕的时候，云柱降下来，立在会幕的门前，神便与摩西说话。我们如果看他的顺序哦，
We look at the sequence.
他说啊，摩西走这一条路，
As Moses went to the tent.
然后到了这个帐篷，
And arrive at the entrance.
进了帐篷以后，
Entering the entrance.
他说云柱降下来，
The pillar of cloud came down.
接下来才讲神才跟他说话哦。
Then the Lord spoke to Moses.
所以啊，代表说啊，这个神要不要跟你说话，跟这个云柱有直接的关系啊。
So this means, whether God wants to talk to you or not has to do with pillar of cloud.
云柱没有降下来，你走到会幕都没有用。
If there's no pillar of cloud, doesn't matter if you're there or not.
你可以付出努力，不代表神要跟你说话。
You can strive hard, but doesn't mean God will speak to you.
你可以付出牺牲，不代表神要愿意见你啊。
You can sacrifice, but doesn't mean God will see you.
因为神见不见你还有一个关键。
Because there is a critical point.
叫做云柱会不会降下来啊。
That's whether a pillar of cloud would come down or not.
云柱它的目的，它的功用到底是什么？
So what is the function of pillar of cloud?
我们常讲到这个云柱就是神引领以色列人的脚步，不是吗？
We always mention that pillar of cloud is the one that guides the.
所以我们常常把云柱把它跟引领、带领、跟随、顺服这一条路放在一起呀。
So we always equate pillar of cloud with God's guidance.
所以云柱最重要的功用是什么？
So what is the main function?
其实云柱最重要的功用不是带你走路啊，不是啊。
So the main function is not to guide you.
云柱最大的价值在哪里？
What is its most precious value?
云柱最大的价值在操练我们学习顺服哦。
It's to train you to submit.
你看啊，那个云柱出现在以色列人在旷野当中哦。
When Israelites were in the wilderness.
有一件事情很重要，就是云柱走，他们走；云柱停，他们一定要停啊。
There was a point when the pillar of cloud went, they went. When pillar of cloud stopped, they stopped.
而这个云柱什么时候走，什么时候停，不是由他们来决定的。
And it wasn't decided upon the Israelites.
哦，所以对以色列的百姓来讲，他们只有两个选择。
So to the Israelites at the time, they only had two choices.
他们可以选择顺服或选择不顺服。
They could follow, submit, or not.
因为有时候云柱停的时间长短你控制不了。
Because they couldn't control the length when pillar of cloud stopped.
有的地方云柱一停，停一天就走了。
Sometimes the pillar of cloud would stop for only one day.
你气呀、啊、
You're mad.
为什么气
Why?
好不容易啊才终于把帐篷又重新搭好啊
I've finally put up my tent.
才刚刚搭起那个围栏把牛羊才刚刚关进去啊
I just put up the fence and put all my livestock.
才刚喘一口气啊坐下来休息一下那云柱又走了
I just stopped and rested then the cloud went.
垂心肝啊生气呀、
啊、Mad.
啊你怎么办猜呀、啊，怎么办
？Just take them all.
你如果想要跟着云柱，你就得要全部再拆掉，重新再拆掉啊。
If you want to follow the cloud, you have to take them all out.
那只有这样，你才能够跟着云柱走啊。
Only by doing so, you can follow.
云柱有时候一天就出发了。
So sometimes the pillar of cloud would go for just one day.
有时候一年都没有动啊。
Sometimes it wouldn't even go for a year.、
哦、所以你永远不知道。
So you never knew.
你只知道一件事。
You only knew one thing.
就是随时准备好，云柱要走，我就跟着走啦。
And that is to prepare at all times when it goes, I will go.、
哦、所以云柱的中心思想最重要的教导是什么
？So what is the main message behind the pillar of cloud?
你不要觉得哦，这是神的恩典，神的怜悯，哇，神让他有云柱帮他遮太阳，晚上有火柱让他看得清楚道路。我告诉你，重点不是这个啊。
It's not all about the grace and mercy of God.
啊，我只要跟着云柱走，感谢主，主引领我的脚步，不是这个啊。
Not just follow and say thank God, God will guide me.
云柱最重要的就是要让以色列人搞想清楚，你要不要跟着走。
The pillar of cloud was there mainly for the Israelites to think about whether you want to come.
如果你真的想要走这条道路
，If you really want to walk on this path,
能够离开埃及为奴之地，走到迦南应许美地。
You want to leave Egypt, life as a slave and walk to the land of Canaan.
第一件要学的事就是把你的自我把它除掉，自我。
First, you need to get rid of yourself.
今天的人啊，自我都非常强啊。
People today all have very high self-esteem.
哦，所以啊，有时候啊，我们看啊，哇，大家美国的教育哦，都是自我中心哦 ，self-centered， 非常自我中心的。
So as for American education, we're taught to be self-centered.
什么事情都是以我为观，以我为中心，用我的方式在看世界。
Everything surrounds me. I'm looking at the world from my perspective.
什么事情都是要用我的方法，看我高不高兴。
Everything needs to depend on me. It depends on whether I'm happy or not.
但是我们今天在神的家里，千万不要这样啊。
When we're in the house of God, we should not be like this.
哦，不要说啊，在教会做圣工啊，一定要我觉得怎么样对，我喜欢怎么样好。你没有在跟随云柱火柱啊。
Don't think it's just me. I do it my way.
你是在自由漫步，自己行走啊。
Then you're not following the pillar of cloud. You're walking by yourself.
因为在神的家中，顺服是。得胜的第一个要件啊
Because in the house of God, submission is the first requirement.
就像我们在神学院里面被教导的一样
Just like when we're in the TTP program.
他说啊，不是你的能力，不是你的口才，更不是你的圣经知识啊
It's not your talent, your knowledge, or the way you preach.
因为圣经里面保罗告诉我们说，所求于管家的，就是叫你有忠心啊
Because in the Bible, it tells us loyalty is what you need.
Faithfulness. 啊
Faithfulness.
他说啊。要的不多，神对你要的不多。
God doesn't require much of you.
忠心啊，叫你怎么做你就怎么做。
Be faithful, you do whatever is told.
神要你做什么你就做什么。
Whatever God wants you to do, do it.
教会怎么安排你就怎么安排，你就怎么顺服。
How church plans it, then you do it.
因为神的云柱有时候停，有时候走的。
Because the pillar of cloud sometimes goes and sometimes stops.
哦，当它停下来的时候
，when it stops，
我们不要觉得说，哎呀，我好像无路可走了。
We shouldn't feel like we have no head.
然后就一直想跑，我要跑去前面看看前面是什么样子。
And I want to keep running forward and see what's ahead.
我们来看约翰二书哦。
Let's take a look at Second John.
约翰二书。
Second John.
我们看约翰二书的第九节。
Verse 9.
第九节，这里告诉我们说，凡越过基督的教训不常守着的，就没有神；常守这教训的，就有父又有子。在这里呢，约翰提醒我们啊。
Here John reminds us.
他说不要跑到前面去啊。
Don't go ahead.
云柱停下来，你就乖乖停下来啊。
When the pillar of cloud stops, you stop.
因为云柱停下来一定有原因。
Because when the pillar of cloud stops, there's a reason.
神让你的生活停下来，神让你的事工停下来，神让你的安排，教会对你的安排停下来，一定有原因在里面。
God stops your plan, stops your work, for there must be a plan.
啊，这个时候不是我们啊跑到云柱前面说，嘿，我走得比你更快，不是啊。
This is not the time to run ahead of the pillar of cloud and say, "Hey, I'm before you."
而是在云柱停下来的时间，重新准备自己，随时预备继续出发。
But when the pillar of cloud stops, you prepare yourself once again.
因为休息是为了走更长远的路。
Because to rest is to walk a longer path ahead.
所以当你有足够的休息，当你在那一段时间能够安静得到力量。
So when you have enough rest, then you can be quiet.
当云柱起行的时候，你更有力量，能够跟随得更好。
You then regain your strength, and when the pillar of cloud goes, you can go.
所以云柱的精神在于完全的顺服，除去自我的强烈的自我意念啊。
So the spirit behind the pillar of cloud is to get rid of yourself and to submit fully.
啊，有一次啊，再一次的学生啊，再一次学生灵恩会啊。
And once in SSC.
啊，我们请一个信徒来帮忙一些教会的圣工。
We asked a member to help out with the whole.
啊，结果那个信徒就跟我们说啊。
And the member told us.
要帮忙可以。
I can help you.
既然你要我帮忙，就要全部听我的。
But if you want me to help, you need to listen to me.
啊，外国小孩呢，还跟我撂了一句哦 ，My way or highway 啊，撂了一句啊、哦。
So
英文很好哦。
He even said my way or highway.
我就跟他讲说 ，highway 啊，
I told 叫你出去了
，highway 啦，不用了。我就跟他讲说 ，Thank you, but no thanks 啊，你不用再回来了，不需要了。
Thank you, but no thanks.
啊，为什么？因为当我们用这种强烈的自我来侍奉哦。
Why? Because when we serve with, when we are all for ourselves.
讲实话啦，她的能力真的很强。一个姐妹哦，能力很强，经验很充足，她真的是很有恩赐的一个姐妹啊。
Honestly, the sister was really talented.
那、啊、但是同时啊，她的那个 self ego 哦 ，egoistic 哦，她那个自我也是非常非常强烈啊。
But she also had very high ego.
啊，因为她觉得她。最有经验，他做的最好，他的方法最对。
Because she felt like she was the most experienced one, and she could do the best.
或许这个是事实。
Perhaps it was.
或许他真的是最好、最聪明、最有办法、最有恩赐的，或许是啊。
Perhaps the smartest, the most gifted one.
可是我宁愿不要。
But I'd rather not.
因为我知道一件事啊。
Because I know.
在教会的圣工里面，当有这样子。有这样子的人哦，有这样子的人哦。
When there is someone doing holy work,
就是我、
like、this,
我
me me me。
他说、啊、我最棒，我最懂，我最会，我的方法最有智啊，最有效果啊。
I'm the best, I'm the smartest, my way is the most efficient way。
如果我通常会避免跟这些人同工哦。
I usually refrain from working with these.
因为通常跟这些人同工，结果都蛮惨的。
Because usually the ending is pretty awful.
不是说结果工作会很惨哦。
Not the task itself will end up.
而是工作本身最后没有什么价值，而且内心不会感动。
But the work itself will not be touched.
你可能工作做得很漂亮，大家都觉得你完成得非常好啊。
The work may look awesome from the appearance.
啊，但是啊，我们的内心自己知道神不在其中，神不在其中。
Within ourselves, we all knew very clearly God was not.
为什么？因为你最棒，你最好啊！神就跟你讲，那你自己去弄吧，神就走了。
Why? Because when you're the best, you think you're the best, you know everything, then God will let you do it.
所以保罗说啊，每一次啊，他只要知道自己软弱，神的能力就复辟他了。
Paul said, God shows his strength on his weakness.
哦，所以啊，他说我什么时候软弱，我就刚强啊。
So whenever I was weak.I was strong.
哦，所以啊，学习顺服，完全跟随，这是真正得到力量、工作有价值的一个方法。
So learning to submit fully, and that's the way to work.
好，我们看回来出埃及记的第33章哦。
Let's turn back to Exodus chapter 33.
第11节。
Verse 11.
11节。这里说神与摩西面对面说话。好像人与朋友说话一般，摩西转向营里，唯有他的帮手一个少年人嫩的儿子约书亚不离开会幕。啊，在这最后的一节里面，告诉我们两件事啊。
So in this last verse, it tells us two things.
他说啊，当摩西来到会幕
when Moses returned to the camp.
他来到会幕的目的是什么？不是 return， 然后那个来到那个他的帐幕哦，到那个他的 tent。
Oh, when Moses went back to his tent.
哦，他说哦，他来到会幕的目的是什么
？What was the purpose？
他说他是来与神面对面说话的。
He was there to face and speak with the.
我们今天来到教会也是来与神面对面说话。
Today when we come to church, it's the same thing. We're speaking to the Lord face to face.
所以教会不是社交场所。
Church is not a social gathering.
来这里是见神，而不是来找朋友。
We're here to see God, not to see.
当然了，在教会里面有很多好朋友，很多人，很多好朋友，这是好事，这是好事哦。
Of course, it's good to have many good friends at church.
但是最重要的是，你要问问自己：我来这里，我有没有面对面跟神说话
？But most importantly, when you come to church, do you speak to God?
所以啊，有时候啊，我们看到有些信徒啊，人来到教会却没有进入会堂。
So we'll see a lot of members sometimes come to church, but not entering chapel.
啊，然后呢，这里聊聊，那里坐坐，这边讲讲，那里晃晃，就这样一个安息日就过去了。
They stroll around, chat with friends, and sit here and sit there.
你知道吗？这样子并没有算有来聚会哦，没有算哦。
This doesn't count as coming to
church. 你虽然在会堂的场所，但是没有聚会听到，通通不算有聚会啊。
You came to church, but you didn't listen to sermon.
啊，在很多年前啊，在台湾的台北教会。
So many years ago in Taipei Church.
啊，台北教会啊，啊有一次啊，在办灵恩会啊。
There was a spiritual convocation.
啊，灵恩会的时候，因为那个时候的人呢、啊，都是骑脚踏车啊。
The people at the time all rode bikes.
所以啊，他们就把脚踏车都停在教会的门口。
So they parked their bicycles next to the entrance.
因为怕被人家偷，所以教会就安排哈、哦、那个管会堂的彦博哈、哦、去那里雇脚踏车。彦博可能有人知道哈、哦，去雇脚踏车哦。
So they,
这是我爸爸告诉我的。
They were afraid that people would steal bikes, so they assigned someone to.
他的那个是church keeper 哈、
哦。A church keeper to look after the bikes.
所以啊，彦博就负责看脚踏车哦。
So the church keeper watched the bikes.
啊，结果啊，灵恩会啊，灵恩会聚会到一半啊、哦。
So in the middle of the spiritual communication.
聚会到一半啊，突然天使进来了。天使就进来了。
Oh, all of a sudden, an angel came.
啊，天使进来还拿个板子。
Angel came with a tablet and.
拿个板子干嘛？开始点名啊。
To name off people.
啊，这是那个以前啊，台北教会那个亚拿执事，那个女执事哦，亚拿执事做的见证啊，她看到的哈、
哦。This is a testimony from a deacon.
啊，结果啊，那个亚拿执事啊，就看到天使进来了，开始点名哦。
He saw the angel came in and started taking roles.
啊 ，Ethan 有到啊，打勾。
Ethan is here, check off.
啊，然后 Aaron 有到，打勾。
Aaron is here, check off.
啊，然后就这样一直点啊，啊，下面谁啊 ？Caleb 有到，打勾。
Caleb's here, check off.
啊 ，Lawrence 有到，打勾。
Lawrence here, check off.
啊，结果天使就这样一个个打下去哦。
And then so the angel kept calling roles.
哎，谁没来打叉
？So and so is not here, X.
结果、啊、就走到那个亚拿执事前面啊。
So the angel kept walking until he was in front of the deacon.
哎，亚拿执事有来，打勾。
Deacon is here, check.
啊、结果啊，亚拿执事还跟天使讲哦。
And then the deacon told the angel.
他说啊，那个天使，那个彦博哦，在看脚踏车啊。
Angel, church keeper is here. He's watching over the bike.
结果天使就看了亚拿执事一眼，跟他讲说，没有聚会，打叉。
The angel told deacon,
看脚踏做圣工也不行啊，没有聚会打叉哦，打叉真的打叉、哦。
Not here at service.
因为这件事情，台北教会特别开职务会，特别开会啊。
Because of this, the board members then had a meeting.
说不能每次都害彦博被打叉。
They said you cannot, we cannot make have this church keeper have an X on his attendance.
所以啊，但是还是有需要有人看脚踏车啊。
But someone still had to watch over the bike.
所以后来他们就找了很多年轻人，大家轮流一起被打叉哈、哦。轮流啦啊
！So they gather a group of youths, and then they will take turn being exed off.
啊，但是呢、啊，是几个月被打一次叉还可以嘛，对不对
？It's all, every other month.
哎、欸，不要害彦博啊！彦博每次都被打叉、啊。
So it's better than just the church keeper getting
exed. 哦，所以啊，当我爸爸告诉我这个见证哦。
So when my father told me this testimony,、
啊、我才真的恍然大悟说，不要以为啊，我人有道就可以啊。
I then finally realized it's just not.Being present in our body.
因为什么叫做来到神面前，叫做与神面对面说话，就是聚会啦。
Because to come before the Lord face to face means to be in service.
结果我们来教会、来安息日、来这么多年，都在与人面对面说话，结果都没有看到神。
And then we come to church for so many years, but we're facing face to face with our friends.
小心啊，那个点名本一看啊，叉叉叉叉叉，一路叉过去啊。
Be careful the book of attendance, we ask all the way.
这是我们要给自己的警告。
This is a warning for ourselves.
也是要我们要给一些其他的弟兄姐妹一个提醒啊。
Also a reminder for all the brothers and sisters.
这里说来到神的家是与神面对面说话。
Here says, coming to the house of God is to face the Lord face to face.
最后在这里提到有一个少年人叫做约书亚。
Lastly, here mentions Joshua.
他说啊，约书亚不离开会幕哦。
Here says, Joshua did not leave the tent.
以色列人在当时大概有200万。2 million.
At the time, there were about 2 million Israelites.
200万的以色列人，年轻人应该不少哦，应该很多啊。
Out of 2 million, there must be a lot of youth.
难道这么多人当中没有一个比约书亚更有恩赐吗？
Was there no one more gifted than Joshua?
比约书亚更强壮，比约书亚更英俊，比约书亚更聪明，比约书亚 IQ 更高。有应该是有的、啊、
Stronger than Joshua, smarter than Joshua、
哦、这么多的年轻人里面一定有比他更优秀的
Out of so many, there must be one better than
him、啊、但是为什么最后摩西选他神也用他来继续引领以色列百姓呢
Why then did Moses choose him and God used him?
我们发觉说整个以色列200万人当中的年轻人搞到最后你只知道两个名字啊
And with that, within among so many youths, at the end, we only knew two youths.
我们只知道约书亚跟加勒，不是吗
We only know Joshua and Caleb.
你还知道任何一个年轻人，当代年轻人的名字吗？没有啦。
Do you know any other youth?
为什么这么几千几万人当中，最后只知道这个约书亚跟加勒？
Why out of so many people, only Joshua and Caleb were?
圣经里面神说，加勒是个有不同心智的人 ，a different mindset.
In the Bible, it mentioned that Caleb is one with a different mindset.
在这里说，约书亚是不离开会幕的青年。
Here says Joshua is one who did not leave the tent.
在会幕很无聊哦。
It's very boring at the.
因为摩西很多事情，摩西也不在那里啊。
Because Moses had a lot of things to do, so Moses was not there.
所以约书亚可能就一个人在那里。
Joshua was probably there alone by himself.
没有朋友，没有同伴，没有人跟他一起玩。
No friends, no companions.
没有热闹，没有活动，没有什么可以打发时间的消遣。
No activities, nothing to do.
所以约书亚活在一个很无聊的环境里面。
So Joshua lived in a very boring place.
但是在这里什么都没有。
Nothing there.
只有神在那。
But God.
只有神的会幕在其中。
God's tabernacle.
哦，所以啊，到最后。这里说约书亚不离开神的面啊
So here says Joshua did not leave the tent.
所以到最后他成为神所重用的一个年轻人
So he ended up being one of the workers of God.
并且能够活出一个与当代不一样辉煌灿烂的人生啊
And lived a brilliant life different from other youths.
你希望你的人生很有趣你希望你的侍奉是彩色的吗
Do you want to be different? Do you want your servitude to be with colors?
你希望最后在神的面前，你非常有价值，进入神国，享有满满的荣耀吗
？Do you want to be valuable in the eyes of God and get glory?
这里说不离开会幕啊。
Here says not leave the tent.
能够为了耶稣的缘故忍受寂寞。
For the purpose of the Lord to bear.
能够为了信仰的缘故来吃些苦头。
For faith and you suffer.
能够为了圣工而来牺牲奉献。
For church holy work and you sacrifice.
忍耐到底的就要得着最终的荣耀。
Persevere till the end and you will get the glory.
这是摩西的帐幕给我们的提醒。
This is the reminders from the tent of Moses.
最后不要忘记一件事。
And lastly, do not forget.
这个地方原本不叫会幕。
This place was not called tabernacle.
这个地方被称为帐篷。
It was called tent.
原本只是摩西睡觉的地方，摩西居住的地方。
Originally where Moses lived.
从摩西的帐篷变成摩西的会幕。
It's from the tent of Moses to the tent of tabernacle.
最后被称为神所同在的地方。
And lastly called a place with the abidance of God.
摩西的家。就是神同在的地方。
Moses' house or place of living is actually the
就是神同在的地方。
Abidance, a place with God's abidance.
所以希望我们也能朝着这个方向努力。
So I hope we can also strive forward towards.
让我们每个人的家都成为神的居所。
let our living place be a place of God.
让我们在其中常与神面对面说话，永不离开。
So we can speak with God face to face.
成为神家全然尽忠的仆人。
And be the faithful servant of God.
最后被神所用，至终大享荣耀。
And being used by God and be, have glory.
我们一起来唱诗哦。
And let's all sing hymn.
259首。
259.